Looking for a more affordable way to own in 2026? With shared ownership at Latimer Homes, you can reserve your new home for just £26 before the 26th January. Lower upfront costs, modern, stylish homes, and a clearer path onto the property ladder, making it easier than ever to step into home ownership. Find out more at latimerhomes.com. T's and C's apply.
Hear that? It's your big McDonald's hunger calling, because the Big Arch is back, and this time it's here to stay. With juicy beef, cheddar cheese, and that Big Arch sauce. Hungry? You are now. Order delivery on the McDonald's app. Serve from 11 a.m. Upcharges and fees apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability, price and participation may vary.
Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let you
bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Mayhem, who's in the jungle.
In the jungle.
Jason,
in the jungle.
Where are you?
He's in the jungle.
Where are you?
Costa Rica.
Ah, really?
But it's beautiful out here. I highly recommend it. In fact, I'll be checking out Jungle's Edge Mixed Martial Arts Camp later on this afternoon.
Now,
so there's an intense amount of mixed martial BJJ gyms. If you check on this west coast of Costa Rica, I'm amazed at the sports proliferation. There's even a guy I played capoeira with yesterday just for funsies. It's a wild place here, man, Costa Rica. I really love it.
What was the purpose?
Really, a lot of people go there to get waves, too.
To get waves?
Yeah. Wives. W-I-V.
Listen, bro, you're the only passport bro on this call, okay? And, like, look at you. You look the worst out of all of us.
Jason, what is the purpose of the trip?
Oh, you know... to build the bond closer with my lady and, you know, enjoy life. And, I have not had a real vacation forever, you know. So this is a vacation, but I'm not doing like a normal vacation, to be honest. It's a complete health clean. It's a kind of a health and wellness place. It's not like a get drunk by the pool kind of place. It's sort of a I have... pooped more than I ever have in my entire life. Back in my fighting days, I would consistently drink like vegetable juice in order to keep my body flowing clean and have nothing inside of my gut. And that's what it is here. The most healthy food, the place is called Hacienda del Sol. And it's a, man, I was a little nervous. Like, I'm going to boot camp right now, but it's not. It's the most delicious, like, high nutritious food. You know, I feel like everything has spirulina in it. You know what I mean? Like, magical. And
well, this is the calmest I've heard you in a while. So whatever they're doing to you, I think is working.
Dude, listen, I think they separated me from the poison that's in Starbucks. And, like, they have real coffee that has, like, you know, and I feel healthy and adventurous. Like, I don't know, man. It really has been an eye-opening experience to they call it a blue zone. And one of the things they say over here is pura vida, like pure life. Mm-hmm. This blue zone apparently is like tropical paradise because the air is super clean. You know, there's not a drop of smog. There's no like, I don't know. It's like eco-friendly. And in fact, like, it's sort of a hippie vibe. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people who are love the earth and who are like...
I love it. You know what's funny? That the people that are walking behind you, I'm expecting them to attack you at any minute. And all of a sudden, it's like a Jason Statham movie where...
I'm down. You know what I mean? I'm always down for some excitement.
Well, by the way, I have a question, though. Jason, yeah. What brought you here? Because it feels kind of like all of a sudden you're in Costa Rica on a wellness retreat with your woman out of nowhere. I mean, it seems kind of like, what was the moment that made you go, I'm going to do this.
What do you mean? Like, out of nowhere, bro. You expect me to tell MMA Roasted every one of my plans? Like,
yes.
I just thought it would be cool if I just showed up in the jungle.
Your girl didn't drag you there? No.
He has a beautiful Latina woman, by the way.
Let's not get carried away. She's whiter than me.
Who is very, she's Latina, right?
Allegedly, the investigation is still ongoing. She don't speak a drop of Spanish. I'm over here translating. Everybody thinks she's Spanish. Everybody thinks she's Mexican. And then they talk to her in Spanish, and then I answer.
Got it. Bill, how was your New Year's?
I was all right. I was in lovely Reno, Nevada.
How were the shows?
Oh, I had one show. Adam, let me ask you this. Well, both of you. I had a show where there was a rowdy group of wrestlers. It was a wrestling tournament up in Reno. And this woman was talking, you know, with the other people. They have to do 10 minutes, 50 minutes. I go on, I have a 45-minute set. She starts talking to me. I'm like, okay. And then she starts talking to the woman next to her, like back and forth, to the woman next to her and back to me. And I go,
person in the crowd.
Front row, feet literally on stage. And at one point I go, hey, let me get to my joke. Please be quiet. And she goes, and she starts talking to the woman again. And I said, please be quiet. Third time I go, I don't want to kick you out, so please be quiet. She goes, you're going to have to kick me out because I'm not going to stop talking.
Fuck that. You're out.
So I said, bye. Get out of here. She got up. 20 people got up when she got up because she's with the whole crew.
Good.
But as they're walking out, they're like, you suck. Adam, I've been on stage for 30 seconds. Not even a minute. She goes, you suck. You have no talent. You're a terrible comic. And I'm like,
Maybe that's a point.
Yeah. So I go, just get the. So what I said, which is my downfall, is my love of the C word.
Yes.
I go, just get out of here, you dizzy C. And then all hell broke loose, man. Well, they're just like screaming, and then they got kicked out. You've been at the Reno Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
They're hanging out right front at that bar area, and they're like screaming during my whole show. There are 50 more people in the audience. I'm doing a show. And they're like, every time the door opens, someone gets a drink. Boo, boo. The whole show. The show goes fine. I finally get outside. They're gone because security's kicked them out. And then people are like, they're going to jump you, man. They're wrestlers. They're going to double leg you. And I'm like, hey, I'm not worried. I'm a jiu-jitsu black belt. I'm not worried.
You're asking for my advice?
Oh, no.
Oh, darn.
what happened was, like, I was like, I'm not worried. I'm like, trust me, I can defend myself.
What race were these people?
There were more white trash than me.
Nice.
So
wow,
it was like an entire trailer park.
Wow.
But then this guy came up. He was like 6'6", tatted up, built as shit, starts walking beeline towards me. And like I said, I'm a black belt, so I hid behind the bar.
I like your opening gambit. All right, tell me what happens.
I hid behind the bar, and then the woman came up to me and she said, you disrespected me, and you're supposed to go with the flow. This was going to be a crowd work show. We determined that before you got on stage.
The audience was crazy. The audience
was crazy. That's what she said.
I'm really surprised. Let me ask you some questions, because, dude, you're like such an effective performer and such a good one that I'm surprised that any of that rattled you. I thought you could ignore it and be able to like have a few zingers to get her back into the show. You know, because I see Adam and many, I don't know, I've been there a few times where people were being a C, and like Adam will zinger, and if that didn't work, he'll zinger. And then if that didn't work, he'll go to somewhere else. And then finally, the last resort. If you've only been on stage for 30 seconds and haven't tried another joke, I'm surprised.
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with this. Number one, the feature probably got him going. I hate to say it.
Oh, yeah. MC, actually, I'm not shitting on the MC, but you know the MC, Narciso Gonzalez. He's a gay Mexican who's like, bitch, I'll cut you, bitch. Don't you fuck with me. I'll stab you, bitch. I'm from the ghetto.
Yeah, the MC, someone else got him going where they thought it would be okay to at that point. Now, the club should say to you, hey, if you want these people kicked out, let's have a code word. So if you're like, hey, can I get a Red Bull or can I get a vodka on the rocks? You say something, then the club comes up to them. That way it looks like that's
I've never heard that. That's interesting.
That's usually what they say. Hey, let's have a little code word. Number three, you did right away within 10 seconds, you kind of went for a Hail Mary like right off the top, because if you say the word, the C word, and it works,
yeah,
it's woo.
No, yeah. But Adam, they'd already were out at the back of the club walking out while they said that.
That's on the club. The club should have said, get the fuck out of here. You're not allowed to walk back in. We're calling security if we have to. Like, the club did not have your back.
100%.
At the same time, it's like, man, that you were just in a, was it New Year's Eve or like the day before?
Day before.
But also wrestling parents, I hate to say it, wrestling moms sometimes are the worst.
They're like, in my experience, they will check your oil without asking.
But you're kind of right, Jason. Like, I kind of look back, I'm like, could I have handled it? I mean, I had 45 minutes to go. So part of me was like, it's going to get worse. And I feel like Adam is, that's kind of Adam's brand, and he's really good at it. And for me, I don't know. I was kind of like not in the mood.
Well, you know what though? But let's do like, all right, we're doing an after action report. And now we realize that's a missing part of your game to like, you know what I mean? Assuage an Uber cunt. You know what I mean? You have to have some strategy now for that situation, because I mean, I feel for you. That's rough, losing 20 people out of the crowd, bro. That's got to take the wind out of your sails.
Losing 20 people out of the crowd, calling them the C words. Now you got everyone. But at the same time,
that was the thing. When I said, just get out of here, Disney cut. And then I thought the rest of the audience would like clap. You know how sometimes people clap when they just went, ooh.
I know. You know what? That word has gotten me so much trouble, bro. Because you want to get punched in the face by a woman, you just hit her with that.
You got kicked out of the UFC for that.
Wait, what? Tell me the story.
Oh, cuz, look, I lost a stupid fight to stupid, I blew my damn knee and then lost the fight to CB Dollaway. And I was like, damn it, I couldn't believe that. So I was like, yo, give me damn Jack and Coke. Come on, give me a Jack. Give me a double shot of Jack, lady. And then the bartender in the back poured it up and gave it to me. I still had my hand wraps on, and I literally went to reach it, and Dana's butt buddy bartender lady friend snatches it from me, and I go, what? And she's like, this is not a bar. You cannot get drinks here. And I'm like, it certainly looks like a bar. It's a table and a waiter back there, you know? And I didn't say all that.
Dude, he just fought a fight with no ACL for 15 minutes.
Like, I know. Literally, she wouldn't give me a drink.
He's a one-legged fighter, and he hurts CB Dalloway. And Mayhem isn't even known for his power. He has power, but
he knocked his ass fucking down.
He had him knocked out. And all of a sudden, his leg goes out as he's trying to finish. So he rocks the guy.
I was pretty bummed, long story short. And I just wanted a drink, and this lady wouldn't give me a damn drink. You know what I mean? And I was like, I didn't call her. I didn't say it to her. I literally turned around. I was like, what a cunt. And like, guess somebody heard me. And then Dana threw a fit. I guess it was his mom.
Dude, I'm at the bottom of a cruise ship and I find this out somehow. Like, literally, I'm at the bottom of a cruise ship and someone's like, Mayhem just called the bartender a cunt. Like, literally, I text Mayhem going, dude, what are you doing? He's like, how did they find out about that?
Yeah, how do you find out I called the lady a cunt 10,000 miles away?
But literally, the crazy part is that also during the fight, Mayhem rocks the guy, and Dalloway's has a good chin, tough wrestler. Like, and Mayhem just rocks him, right? Mayhem's all ripped. He shows up to the weigh-in wearing a gas mask because he says the other guy has like resting fart face or something.
No. I tried to walk out with the gas mask, and it looked pretty badass. But I had the I put a bag on my head. And it was hilarious. It was so weird and funny. And the whole deal was I ripped the bag off my head, and then it's a reveal because all the gas masks look hardcore. And yo, Dana wouldn't let that fly, piece of crap.
Said he couldn't show up to the match wearing a gas mask. So then he hurts the guy. And then for some reason, Mayhem goes for the finish and puts him in a headlock and gives him a noogie. And
you got to get, as usual, you get the story all done.
Submission by noogie.
Did you not
give him a noogie? No, I gave him a noogie later. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it was one of those things. Look, man, we're over here jabbering on.
You heard Joe Rogan go, mayhem hasn't been a noogie.
Yeah. Hey, man, what's up, Dawn Fry? How you feeling, man? You're looking damn beautiful right now. I can see you out there smoking a cigar. How you been, man?
I feel good, baby. I feel good.
Excellent. Excellent news.
I'm back, bitches. I'm back.
So Don, I saw an interview where you said that you died and went to heaven for 6 days.
No, I didn't go to heaven. I went to hell. And they wouldn't let me in.
Could you tell us what happened?
I died and then shit. I was on a boat and it's a hell of a, you know, it's a River Styx, but River Styx is as big as a fucking ocean, and it's a hard ass river too. You know, it's like a SS Minnow. You know,
when was this? When was this?
This is back in 2016.
Oh, bro, you're lucky because now Adam plays those boats, man. Yeah, you missed it.
I also
that's a good one.
I also die on those boats. So Don, what happened? So you died and you end up on a river?
Yeah, it's a River Styx going, you know, going to hell, and I get to hell and they won't let me in. And I figure I'm looking for something. I'm looking for the motherfuckers that molested me when I was a kid. You know,
damn.
And they wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me in to go kill them. You know, so and they kicked me out. And the boat ride back was a nice, smooth ride back.
Wow. You
know? Well, glad you're back, okay, bro.
So people that think that, like, can we set this up a little more? So, did you have a heart attack? Like, how did you end up officially dying?
Back in 2016, I don't know. I was in the coma. You know, I had a stroke. They put me in a coma, and I had pneumonia. I was in a coma, and I guess my heart took a shit too.
Maybe your heart exploded when Donald Trump won presidency. You're so happy, yeah,
baby.
But that's yeah. I can't. You might be the only guy that they didn't. You were looking for the guy who molested you in hell, and the bouncer. Yeah. The bouncer.
He's going to hell like Dog the Bounty Hunter. You know what I'm saying? That's badass.
They kicked you out because they're like, oh, he's going to fuck everyone up in hell. We got to get him out of here.
He wanted to find the guy who molested him. And they're like, sorry, we can't let you in. It's hell. You think you couldn't get in because you're too good of a person or because they were scared for the guy's safety in hell?
That I don't remember. You know,
I'm afraid he's going to take over the joint.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, Don, I'm assuming that cigars are not on the list of what your doctor doctor's orders right now?
I think that's the banned substance list, Don. I was going to say, but I mean, far be it from me to tell anybody to not do something, but you know what I mean? What are you drinking, spirulina?
Tequila. Hornitos tequila.
Jesus Christ. Well, fantastic. You know,
By the way, it's 9 o'clock in the morning in Arizona. Just so everyone knows. Don Fry wakes up at 9 a.m. to have cigars and tequila a week after he got out of the hospital for 6 days.
Meanwhile, Mayhem's out here drinking damn green juice and like getting high colonics.
Nice.
Jason, I feel like you think they would let you in if you came to the hell to find people or no?
Listen, bro. I already stamped my passport there, okay? I'm going. I got my visa and everything. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can damn trade something out. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to do now is do enough good to redeem myself to get into heaven.
Well, you are. I think you already, number one, already have done enough good knowing you.
I hope you
might want to get some extra points on the board.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna pad my stats for the rest of my life, dude.
Meanwhile, so Bill, I don't know if you ever had this happen. So I did a show a couple months ago. This guy's like a billionaire. He has like his plane, blah, blah, blah. He hired me for a private party at this beautiful golf course, his 65th birthday, all these people on the Forbes list. I don't know what I'm walking into. I just start roasting everyone. It goes so good. everyone's having the best time. He's like, I'm bringing you New Year's Eve to Cabo, right? So he flies me, my wife, and my kid to Cabo to do a private show on New Year's Eve, right?
Nice.
But, well, it goes, it gets worse.
As all your stories do.
Yeah. There's no way I'm just telling a good story that gets better. I mean,
you're like the Curb Your Enthusiasm comic.
Yeah, what's the fun
really
of that?
He really is, dude.
There was one person one time I hung out with Dane Cook, where everyone was telling miserable stories except for him, and all his stories got better. Like literally, his stories went from like having a threesome to a sixsome, and like we're all telling shitty stories about our lives, and his just keep getting better. So anyway, so right, we have a cat. We've had it for 14 years, but it's not feeling well. They tell us the cat might have cancer. It might not make it for the next week unless my wife is home to get its medicine, right? So now they can't come. So now I'm going by myself. And the guy already bought everyone tickets, right? So now he's pissed because he bought my wife and kid a ticket. They have to stay home in New Year's to be with the cat, make sure the cat's okay. So I fly in by myself. Dude, this place is insane. Like Michael Jordan has a spot there and Bruno Mars and Larry David. It's like the nicest. I've never seen anything like
it. Wait, so did you go see your biological father or no?
Yeah, dude. But I get there and they're like, hey, the show is New Year's Eve. It's right out here. It's in the backyard. There's bounce houses. There's those like, golf things, fire. All these hot women from like Russia and, you know, the Ukraine and it's just, but there's no, I get out there, there's no stage, right?
No microphone.
No lights. There's a cordless mic, but, and it's, before it was all the friends. It was him and, these are all just the neighbors that live in this beyond get rich community, you know, that are just basically over. So I have no opening act, no intro. The first time the guy went on there, he was on like mushrooms. So he did 30 minutes of roasting every single person there and then brought me up so that I could just kind of roast him. Dude, I get up there and I'm doing a couple jokes and I'm like, shit, they're laughing, but I'm not getting like the pops that I usually get. So I'm just like, all right, now it's fight or flight. I got to do an hour. So I just start walking around the room. I start walking around the room roasting everybody. I'm like, fuck it. If I'm going down, we're all going down. So then luckily that's killing, but then this guy, this tall guy, part of the party, is like, give me the microphone. And I'm like, so because I'm making fun of him. So now he's chasing me around the backyard with the microphone during the show. Like, I have no security. And I'm just making fun of him doing like a maze. Like, so, and I'm making, dude, so then I start making fun of this older Indian guy that has like the hottest chick, Russian girl. He must be in his like 70s. She's like, early 30s. And I'm telling him this is going to be worth half the money you're going to have to give up to her. And how did you get her? And this is your make a wish. And you know, this is why all people become Indians, become doctors and inventors, because just roasting the shit. Everyone's laughing. The guy ends up being the owner of the Sacramento Kings, right?
So you're not allowed in the Kings game.
Yeah, you're banned for those games.
Like the sole owner, not even like one of 10 owners. So then it went well. It went well. Like, but it was one of those like survival, like
yeah.
It, you know, I had to.
You know, hey, Bill, I just thought of a strategy I did with a chatty lady. She was butt ugly, but I just started hitting on her. Just acting like I was gonna have sex with this lady. Like, and then it totally turned it, because what is she gonna do? What is she gonna do? If you start turning on that charm that you got and be like, just start going, ooh, what's her name? Ooh, girl, ooh, oh yeah. Like, just act like you wanna put it on her. That's a weird thing that happens that they cannot, their brain is going, and the best part was the chick chatting, lesbian. And yeah. Like, now I'm putting my male energy at her and she like feels uncomfortable. So then we became friends. Once she said she's a lesbian, then I remember this in New York going, ha ha ha. Like, then I was friends with them. I won the lesbian contingent over. So yeah, with my penis, penis.
So Jason, I had to, after the show, they're like, you might want to talk to the Indian guy and make sure everything's cool. Cause I'm like, oh, so I go up to him. Like, hey man, thanks for being a good sport. He's like, no, you're absolutely right. I'm an overachiever. Like in like a thick Indian voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got it. But then I got to stay there for 2 more days. Cause I had,
wait, how could you stand so close to him with the smell?
The guy smelled great. But it was but my wife and kid, let me see where we put that. 10.
Bro, what is that, okay, bro? So, listen, if I
this story is not a bad ending, Adam, screw you, man.
No, listen.
This is like an amazing story.
Adam, I know. Yeah, that is a, oh, why Rosedale? Now I'm friends with Sacramento.
Now everyone loves me.
No, no, yeah. No. It wasn't. I don't know if you've ever like had a fight, Jason or Don, where like the fight went so well that you're worried that your next fight isn't going to go as well. Or,
no, of course. Of course.
It was,
yeah,
definitely that. It didn't. I don't think it went as well as the first one, but it was also a lot better crowd. Having your friends there is different than having everyone in your neighborhood. I'll tell you what, though, all the 20-year-olds and the kids had a blast because they were like, oh, this is going to be a boring New Year's with my family. And now I'm finding out about, oh, and then all of a sudden there was a couple that the guy said it was his wife and the girl said it was the ex. And then she was like, yeah, because he cheated on me and pointed to him. So now everyone in the neighborhood knows about that.
Nice, bro. It's like bringing communities together.
What was the best roast you had? What was the best moment where you just really got someone in that crowd?
There was a couple of them that I was like, so I was actually kind of surprised myself. I'm like, oh, that was a good one. The problem was that it was pitch black kind of, and I didn't have time to really, you know, celebrate my wins, you know, like, and I also, no one could see my facial expressions. So, cause there was no stage or light, you know, and at the same
time, voice of God just out of nowhere.
You're doing a radio broadcast to everybody.
Normally, I don't walk around the whole room making fun of people. And especially people on New Year's Eve that didn't know what they were getting into. They're like, oh, let me go to a party. And all of a sudden, some comics starts insulting them, saying that they can't do any better and that their chicks are out of their this and that. But it was, it was a crazy experience. And then being there the next 2 days was like taking a golf course,
You know what? The sad part of this story.
Yes.
Is that your cat, like your family wasn't with you because of a cat?
That sucked. It was 14 years. It's a member of the family. And, you know, I had to tell my daughter, listen, you know, vacations come and go. But look, I've taken my wife to the worst spots. I mean, the Super 8s, the bottom of.
But I would have told my daughter that cats come and go. You know what I'm saying? Like, buddy, yes. 14 years. You're only seven.
You would drive across the fucking world to save a fucking injured squirrel. Okay. And so would Don. I mean, Don literally told me he was living for his dog. At one point, he said he's only living because his dog's alive. So, yep. If anyone.
That's the only reason, baby. It's the only reason.
So, I mean, come on. Animals are...
I know. Look, I love animals, but I think...
Said dog versus cat. Come on. Let's not pretend.
That's true. That's true. Let's cats not do not give a shit about you. They'll eat your face.
You know, Joey Diaz has... At one point, he had 17 cats, and I couldn't get my cat to like me. And he's like, let me tell you something. If you understand a woman, you can understand a cat. And there's... It's actually kind of true. Now let's talk about something we're all going to agree with: Venezuela. So, Don, what are your thoughts on what happened with Venezuela and Maduro and the capture and all that?
I think it's awesome, man. None of our guys got killed. You know, I know some of them, and they went in there and they wiped it clean, and they did a great job, man. They're above. They're the elite of the elite, and nobody else on this fucking planet can touch them.
Now, they said there was 30 Cubans that got killed. Why are the Venezuelan hiring Cubans? Are they outsourcing the bodyguards? Like, why do they have 30 Cubans protecting the head of Venezuela? Do you know about that?
No, I thought it was cigars. I thought it was just cigars that they murdered.
Jason, why do you know about that? Why would they have 30 Cubans?
I don't know. Listen, to be honest, like normally I'm the news guy, all on the news. I've been on vacation. So all this dropped. So I barely scanned through it like yesterday. You know, the regime has been terrible. Communism doesn't work because human beings always exploit it. You know, capitalism is the worst system except for all the rest of them. So it's like, it's just one of those things where, of course, this guy was stealing all the oil, making himself rich, you know, of course. And of course, Big Daddy Trump roll up in the spot and just kick the door down and go, this is America. This is America. You know what I mean? It's over with.
Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans, you have fun, you take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time
filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it, you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events, all right? They have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price, to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat view, so you don't like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot, whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks, all right? They make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
Look, that's the craziest thing, too, because all right, if you're a liberal dude, why are you crying that that happened? Why would you cry that they basically freed a population from the iron grip of a serious dictator? I can't really see the downsides that you know, of course, the really rich guys that own oil companies or whatever, you know, are going to profit a lot more than the average American. But, you know, perhaps gas will get down to 250, you know, and maybe this thing will really work out for us. Everyone's saying, well, it didn't work it out in Iraq. Yeah, no, not for you, but for a lot of rich people, it did.
Yeah. Bill, your thoughts?
I mean, my favorite part is the fact that for the past how many years, America has been doing what they need for our interests. Invading countries, whatever it is. They always go, we want to free the people. We believe in democracy. And for the first time, Trump's like, they got a lot of oil. We love the oil and the gold. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm like, hey, yeah, don't hide the football. Just tell it. Tell it like
I
it is.
I love it. Yeah.
I have a couple of thoughts about this. Number one, if you look at it, it seems like everyone in Venezuela is happy, right? So, I mean, they're going crazy and people are like, if you don't live in Venezuela, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing to say. So if I'm seeing somebody that's in like a domestic violence situation and the girl's just getting the shit beaten out of her and somebody knocks out the boyfriend and the girl's
not sad,
fucking happy and celebrating, that's
don't
a good
interfere
thing.
Interfere in their relationship.
Right. So that's got to be a good thing, right? Yeah. On the other hand, it's a lot different than Iraq because they're not, it's not the Taliban, it's not Al-Qaeda, it's not this, it's not ISIS. I guess my thing is like, let's just see what happens.
There will be some unintended consequences. And as I understand it, well, there's a Venezuelan lady here I talk with her. As I understand it, They put the vice president of the country in charge now, which is weird. Like, if you're trying to do regime change, why would you have the guy second in command over there unless that guy is down to play ball with Trump and the boys, you know?
Well, hear that apparently there was an inside job. Somebody from the administration actually helped the U.S. do it. So it could have been him.
You know, obviously. Trump's speech afterwards, I hate to say it, but he's like, listen, we were going to go in earlier, but the weather, we needed perfect weather. And, it, you know, you can't go in there unless it's a beautiful day. And you're like, what
the fuck? Trump is the man, bro. He's hilarious the way he says things at that.
He's like talking like it's a vacation or something. Like you're looking at like.
I know. He's the best comedian of our time, really. Yeah.
I mean, you're like, he's like, the weather has to be absolutely 100% perfect. Otherwise, we can't. Dude, it was crazy. People fighting on now everyone's a Venezuelan expert.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everyone like we could just pick a someone should pick a country that doesn't exist and say we invaded it and see how many experts of that country that doesn't exist come up on the internet.
This yeah, is, I mean, you know, everyone's an expert in the Middle East, and now everyone's an expert in Venezuela.
I don't agree with everything Trump does all the time, but man, that's like a rare win for him, where it's like, how can you, it's hard to argue with it. Oh, we're interfering with, yeah, we interfere with everything. You're new to America? Yeah. That's our whole deal.
Have you met America?
I know.
That's crazy. All right. So in other news, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw in real American freestyle wrestling before we got into the UFC fight. So Henry Cejudo is going to be wrestling against Uriah Faber.
What? That's a nice match. What's up? I want to see that.
In the main event of real American freestyle, which is also kind of crazy because Cejudo is a gold medalist. And I think Faber, I think, was an All-American at best.
I really don't see Faber winning this one. Like, you know, a wrestling match, maybe MMA and their primes. Like, I think maybe Uriah has, you know what I mean? Like, has something. But, you know, Faber is an excellent MMA fighter and a good wrestler. But I feel like when you were at Olympic training camp, you learn like a wide variety of skills, like a different. So he'll have more tools in his tool belt than Uriah will. And power wise, I don't know. They're matched pretty equally. I think maybe Uriah's I think he might be a bit shorter and a bit like stronger. Yeah. But I don't know, man. Cejudo is a beast, bro.
But he doesn't wrestle anymore. He's so good at wrestling, he never wrestles.
You're right.
Don, who do you think is going to win in this wrestling match, this real American freestyle wrestling match?
Oh, I'll go with the man there, you know. Shit, Cejudo's going to win, you know, because he's an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
That shit you don't forget.
Also, in the real American freestyle, Colby Covington is wrestling Luke Rockhold, which...
I mean, Rockhold is a lot heavier, you know, like...
Have you ever trained with Luke Rockhold, Mayhem?
I did.
What was that like?
That was pretty... Yeah, I was in, like, peak form, so I had no problem. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's... I mean, I think it's interesting. Colby should win. He's an All-American wrestler. Luke didn't wrestle past high school, but Luke's got some good wrestling. We will obviously see.
I don't think it said that Vera Faber didn't even wrestle Division I. He was mostly like a high school wrestler.
No, he was in college. He was a solid,
but not Division I.
Really?
I mean, that's what I just looked up.
So I don't know if you guys saw the big UFC, which is coming up in 2 weeks, it's actually a really good card. Sean O'Malley is taking on Song Yanong, right? And people got kind of upset with O'Malley because Song is from China and he showed up wearing a face mask not Song Yanong. O'Malley did to try to get.
That's great. That's a great troll.
What's the big deal? Everybody's gonna get their fucking feelings hurt nowadays. Well, you know, mind your own damn business. Your own fucking business, and everything will be okay.
Well,
what are they upset about?
Song Yanong said it was actually kind of racist, but it was good for the fight. So, you know, he said good for him. So O'Malley recently got a tattoo of a sponsor. He first said it was on his forehead, but now it's on his eyebrow. So somebody paid him a lot of money to have a tattoo on his eyebrow. He says it was 6-7 figures or something. I don't know what it was. Jason, you wouldn't do that, would you?
I mean, I'm not doing well all the time. You know what I mean? I don't want that in my forehead. The whole thing is bizarre, man. Yeah, I felt like that. Look, for a UFC fighter, the guy is out there with his tattoo. Look, if the freaking UFC would have just let him put it on his shorts, if they just let him put on his shorts, he wouldn't have to literally deface himself. You know, it's something that's capitalism reigns supreme. You know, no matter what, the guys are going to get around it. And finally, somebody did it.
So this happened, by the way, this, which I think is one of my favorite. I got to share this with you guys. The first thing I saw was like, when I saw this, I'm like, you know what? the MMA Roasted guys have to see this because I told my wife this, and she's like, "Of course, you guys are, you know, very serious news." So, oh, by the way, Michael Rappaport's running for mayor against Mamdani.
Is that real? I thought that was a troll.
According to Entertainment Weekly.
Fantastic.
He's a little late.
He said in 5 years and whatever. So yeah, so this was an actual weigh-in in Russia. What do you guys think of this weigh-in? This is a face-off.
Is this O'Malley? No, this is just
two girls are fighting each other and they just start making out.
That's cut.
They're fighting for the OnlyFans championship? I'm into this no matter what.
Yeah.
Are they
legit fighters?
Yeah. I mean, they're legit fighting.
Look at that technique, bro. Look at the technique. I mean, they definitely fought over something before, if you know what I mean. And I
Don,
think you
did you and Ken Shamrock ever have when you guys were facing off? Did you ever think what would happen if I made out with him?
Oh, several times. That was my fantasy. Yeah, that was it. And then I wanted to get some fucking 5 foot comic. Who used to be a high school wrestling coach, you know? He was next on my list.
Oh, middle school, you mean?
Middle school, by the middle way. Okay, get it right. All right, and then this happened, by the way. Don, I'm surprised that you never wore this in one of your fights because I think this would be perfect for you. Hold on. So these guys are fighting each other. You guys see that? Is that a – you guys see his ass?
Sorry, bro.
Wait, we don't see anything.
Hold on. Can you guys see now?
No, that's you.
Screen
just
share,
bro.
Screen share. Oh, all I can see is your large five head.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Where's the zoom? Okay, hold on. You guys can't see? All right.
I love how we've been doing this show for a decade and you still don't know how to screen
share. Somebody said it should be called MMA Boomers.
All right, that's accurate.
All right, here. Can you guys see?
Yeah.
Blow it up. Yeah, there you go. He's fighting. Single leg. What was that? Oh. Listen, you know what? This guy really has gone to the next level with the assless chaps. You know, that's great, man. I know. I saw those wacky. You know, everybody wants to go viral these days, and he was effective. He did it.
Yeah, that's how you go viral.
So you guys know who Adam 22 is, the podcast guy?
Yeah. It's so, like okay. 22 is the amount of boyfriends his wife has.
Yeah. So basically, Adam 22 is a podcast host, and he's very big in like with rappers and like the urban community. Is that how you say it now?
Yeah.
So, and he has a wife whose name is Lena the Plug that he lets fuck other people. It used to be just him fucking his wife and her friends for years. And then one day he's like, let her fuck. So anyway, she ended up fucking this guy, Jason Love, this like jacked black porn star. And now they're boxing each other on Aiden Ross's boxing event. So he's fighting the guy that fucks his wife. I don't know.
That is so currently fucking his wife. So is it like in fun or are they like they have
no,
beef?
No, they really have beef. Allegedly, I mean.
Well, I mean, one of them has a lot more beef than the other, I think.
All right, so UFC 324, which is the big one. Justin Gaethje versus Paddy Pimblett. A lot of people have issues with this being for, look, I guess Topuria, it keeps getting worse. I don't know if you're following this mayhem, but like.
Yeah, I mean, look, Topuria, like, look, I'll tell you what, man. Every woman and her, like, when she feels like the man is going to break away and go do the thing, she goes, domestic violence. So I don't really believe this lady.
Right, that's not every woman does not do that. But okay.
Wait, what is the story? Give me the story.
In my experience, yes.
Let me tell you, if you're about to throw a woman out, if you're going to throw a woman out, you bet. I tell my fighters, if you're going to throw a woman out, you better do it really tactfully, because if you say get out of here
with witnesses,
she'll hit you, and then when you hold her down, she'll call domestic violence. It's true. Yeah. It's happened. I've seen it happen to other guys. It's a thing where if you have a lot of money and a lot of prestige and a lot of power, then they have this ace card. They have this trump card that goes, oh, I'm going to ruin your life. And right. That's what
I'm not doubting.
And honestly, maybe he did sock his lady up, but she loved it when she was getting Chanel. She didn't mind when she was getting, yeah, she didn't love. You know what I mean?
And I don't doubt that this has happened before, but this is not an every woman thing. And I don't even know if I would make a speech to people. I guess it's good to warn, say, listen, breaking up people in a civil way is always a good thing. But we can't say that anytime you say, get the fuck out, she's going to.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. Maybe not in your comedy world, but listen, in the MMA world, those women who like dudes, they're nuts. It's true. It's true. It's like, and Dawn knows, bro, look, when you're a savage, you date savage women, you know, like it took me many years to get away from those savage women. And now I'm like in a happy place. And
Jason, I've met plenty of women that you've dated before that you broke up with, not in the greatest place, but this did not happen with. Okay. So
I know, but what I'm saying is the tendency for this kind of incident to happen where it's like, oh, I'm going to tell everybody this and that, or you guys had some weird proclivities. Well, now those weird proclivities are going to be part of a trial, you know, and you're going to have to talk about it. And then now Ilya is going through this similar thing. So it's my tendency to not trust anything a woman says in this situation because they're warped and their brains are warped.
Well, what sucks is that the daughter's involved because when you have a child, I mean, there's not. I don't think
how old is a child?
Like 6 or 7. There's got to be nothing worse than a parent not being able to see their kid. I mean, that's got to be the worst.
Right.
And
they'll use that kid. They'll use that kid to destroy you too.
Yeah.
You don't want to get us on this subject, Adam. You have this happy life with your wife and your 17,000 buddies.
We have plenty of issues, Jason. and I've had plenty of issues with past women, not with domestic violence, but
your wife never hit you with the overhand right.
No, that is true. My wife did never hit me with an overhand.
Mine did, and was practiced.
Okay, so Justin Gaethje, Patty Pimblett, which is the main event on this card.
Hilarious.
A lot of people are saying this should not be the main event.
This should be an undercard of come on, dude. Like, this is a good fight, but it's an undercard fight. Like, Patty Pimblett is unproven. Justin Gaethje.
Oh, come on. Patty Pimblett's not unproven. You can't say that.
Listen, bud, I think there's holes in his game. If I had a guy fighting him, I know how to beat him.
Yeah.
But who wins this fight, though? Because Justin Gaethje has not had the greatest fight IQ.
Nah.
And is one of those guys that's like, I'd rather go out on my shield and lose an exciting fight than win a boring fight, which is great for the fans because
I'm not disrespecting Patty Pimblett by any means. He's a good fighter. He's just young and incomplete. He's incomplete at this point. He'll get better. He's going to get better, but he hasn't seen, like, top-level wrestling. He hasn't seen, like, but, you know, he hasn't really... And but
I think Patty wins this fight.
Patty wins his fight too. That's what I was getting to. Patty wins the fight, but the reality is that why a championship match at this stage in his career? It's strange.
I'll tell you why. Because it's paramount. It's paramount.
He is popular,
and they're looking at like, okay, who's the biggest name? They need to. Conor McGregor has not fought in 5 years. Who's going to fill that Conor McGregor space? Yeah. Patty Pimblett. I mean, granted, it's a different country, but close enough. All right. And who are Europeans that rally behind? Patty Pimblett. And who can he beat where it's a big enough win where they say, all right, it's Justin Gaethje. It's still a huge win over Justin Gaethje. And if Gaethje wins, that's also a win. It's a win for the UFC. And
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. At me, I'm hardcore, so it's like, what?
No, I'm
like,
a hardcore too. And the right fighter should be Arman Tsarukyan. I think that's how you say his name. But at the same time, he bailed out the day before an event and fucked them over. So they're going, well, if that happens on our first card of the year, we're fucked if all of a sudden we have to scramble. And I can see why that also too. Don, what do you think about this fight?
I'm going with Gaethje. I think Gaethje's got the experience. He's got the experience. He's got the drive still, you know. So I'm going with Gaethje.
Kayla Harrison versus Nunez. Oh, well,
Nunez is back. When did she come out of retirement?
Wait, Bill, who do you like in this fight? Bill, who do you think wins this? The first one.
Oh man, that's a tough one.
No, but
I gotta go with Kayla just because.
No, I'm saying the Patty fight.
I mean, I like Patty Pimlet. I think he's every time people discount him, I think he always proves himself. So I think he will again.
Kayla. Okay, so the backstory is this: Kayla and Amanda were workout partners. First time Kayla walked into a gym, Amanda lit her up, but Kayla had no experience, but was like throwing her judo style. And Amanda's like, hey, bring this girl back. They worked out forever. Then Amanda left the gym because they figured we're going to end up fighting each other. There is bad blood. She came out of retirement, and now her big retirement coming out party is against Kayla Harrison.
It's been like 5 years, right?
Yeah. Is it? This might be another retirement party. I don't know, man. Nunez like was an epic, and now they don't even have a picture of her. She's just a shadow woman.
Yeah,
she's like the best fighter in the world, and then that's how MMA junkie does her. What the heck?
It was 2023. It hasn't been that long.
Oh yeah, you're right. It's not that long.
That being said, I think Kayla wins. But the thing is that she cuts like 50 pounds. The problem is Kayla, she gets, yeah. So, but then also it's O'Malley.
How come all the ads on your website are like for like senior citizens and aging and like,
yeah, it's sad.
Bro. It's so sad. Macular degeneration.
But also Sung Yadong versus O'Malley is on this card.
Okay. Look, yes, so that's the main event.
Yeah, that's the main event. Why isn't that the main event?
I know.
Because O'Malley's not a champion. I mean, anytime they have a fight for a belt, it's a two-man event.
Obviously. But what I'm saying is the top-level fight, it looks like, is that one. Like the highly competitive, you know. But, you know, again, I'm not disrespecting Patty Pimlet. I'm just saying he's youthful. Like he's young and he hasn't been to all the camps to learn all the stuff yet. It's just because he's young. So he will later on, but right now, you know, Song Yadong, that guy is mastered. Even O'Malley, he has his stuff. He's mastered.
Also on the card, Waldorf. This is the guy that I kept telling you about, the pitcher that just spams overhand rights. He won five fights in a row in 2025. Jeez. He's fighting
Derek Lewis.
Yeah, that's a fun fight. I don't. It's hard to hurt Derek Lewis, right? I mean, he never gets hurt. So, but this.
No, he gets hurt, but he like guts it out. He's like a weird maniac. I've seen him hurt kind of, but just come back with.
Has he been knocked out, Derek Lewis?
I feel like he's went down by exhaustion. I don't think it's been like.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
I don't think it was a real straight knockout. This fight, John Silva versus Aaron Allen, that's going to be a good fight. Rose Namajunas is on the prelims. Division Figueredo versus Umar Nurmagomedov. That's a
good fight.
Banger. I mean, Michael Johnson versus Alex Hernandez. That's also a banger.
What a great card, actually. You know, like there's some good fights here. Whatever. They gave us a good card.
This guy, this psychopath that, remember he won and he's like, Josh Hokin, he's like, I want to take and find all the pedophiles and the rapists and the transgenders. Remember that guy?
Oh, God.
He's on the card.
Is he American? Where is he?
Yeah, he made the NFL, but not like really. Like, I think he was on the practice squad or something. Like, he was right there, but he didn't make. But by the way, I watched the Gable Stevenson versus on the Joe Rogan podcast. Gable Stevenson, by the way, Don, who's a world champion Olympian wrestler. I don't know, he like won the gold medal. Then he tried out for the Buffalo Bills and was the last person cut, but never played high school football or even middle school football. Like never played football. And then he tried out for the Ravens, this and that. I mean, how at 24 years old, if you've never played football, do you get to be that? I mean,
he's an athlete. He's a fucking athlete.
Listen, bro, it's because America worked his ancestors so hard that he's strong.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
What? You want to argue with me, bro?
You got to come back to the U.S. Please come back to the U.S. This free thinking is just too much.
All right, let me tell you. So interesting thing happened when I was packing, okay? I only have like a few things like American tattoo company, and I have some American flag shorts. I only have like 5 pieces of patriotic wardrobe. I brought all 5. Bro, as soon as I was going out of the country, I was like, I'm an American. I'm an American. And I'm an American to the fullest.
Oh, yes. And I mean, no one's more American than Don Fry, by the way. Don, were you upset that they didn't ask you to get the Venezuelan dictator out? Because I feel like if you just showed up, he would have surrendered.
Yeah, I drove my pickup truck down there, you know, and pulled out a couple of shotguns. I'd have done it in 10 minutes.
Hey, but the weather has to be perfect.
Weather wasn't it perfect, baby.
All right, now it's time for some news stories. I don't know if you guys know this. So Zohra Mamdani, who's the mayor of New York, he wants to make World Cup tickets available to everybody.
Oh, God.
Make them a lot more affordable. I guess
this guy is pie in the sky about
this
everything.
This guy's a fucking idiot. This guy's a fucking idiot.
I can't wait to get my free bus pass.
Yeah, wait till he gives free UFC tickets, you know, to everybody. Dana's going to love that.
That would be so funny if he announced he's giving out free. Can you picture Dana White's face? Somebody should do a prank on Dana. Zohra Mamdani. Like, someone should do a fake. Oh, God. Dana White had a heart attack after Zohra Mamdani offered free UFC tickets. That's like that's a funny onion. So a California judge ruled that teachers now have a right to tell parents if their child might be gay. So it used to be teachers couldn't tell, weren't allowed to tell the parents, hey, your kid might be gay. But now, do you think that, like, if, like, wouldn't they know if the girl plays softball or something? Or
or like the boy comes home with glitter on his face, you know? Man. Exactly.
I think this is the way of teachers who want to fuck their students to, like, blackmail them.
Oh my God.
And be like, I'm going to tell your parents.
But wait, now it's, they have the option to, they don't have to, they
don't
can,
have
they
to,
want,
but they have the option. They feel like it. At first, they weren't allowed to.
Yeah. Well, we know all these conservative female teachers in California are definitely going to, you know, tell the parents.
I mean, if I was a teacher and I like won the lottery or something and I had like one day left, you could just call up parents and be like, kids home.
Yeah, you ain't got to win the lottery, bro. You can do it right now.
Yeah. Wait, your kid's gay.
Yeah, you just suspect they're gay. Like, I think your kid's gay.
I know. Like, what is everybody doing? You know what I mean? Going searching for their Grindr profile? I don't even get it.
Colombian president Gustavo Petro issued a stark warning, 3-word warning to Trump saying, come
Ooh,
get me.
Scary.
So he said, come get me. The guy from Colombia.
That's what Maduro said too. That's a bad sign.
Yeah, when all of our ships are still down there on the coast, that's not very smart.
Right?
They're going to be roommates. So
maybe he'll get a nice tracksuit.
So the man arrested for trying to break, there was a kid arrested that was, well, a kid, 26-year-old, trying to break into J.D. Vance's home with a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a boy, but
there's a genius. There's a fucking genius.
But he also changed his pronouns about 3 months ago.
I read about that. Yeah, he changed his profile, his, what is it, pronouns to Nancy Pelosi?
Stupid.
Well, didn't her ex got
yes.
also.
Her husband got socked in the head with the same exact weapon.
So Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty in a courtroom yesterday told reporters Happy New Year. That was his opening statement, was Happy New Year. by the way, what else is going on? So,
wait, can we talk about this guy getting busted in like the most comfortable way ever? Listen, yeah. I never sent one drop of fentanyl to the United States. And when the cops arrested me, bro, they dragged my face across, handcuffed me, you know what I mean, behind my back, never gave me one Nike tracksuit. Bro, it was a nightmare.
But they didn't kill 30 of your friends, though, too, that were trying to protect
Exactly. You. Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. You know, man, touche. I guess I would have traded one for the other.
So a growing number of patients are now getting Brazilian butt lifts using fat donated from people who are deceased.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, bro. Hey, I'm going to Peter North and getting a Brazilian dong lift.
Oh, that's a weird way to find out Peter North is dead. Okay.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Genius. All of a sudden, but your dick might die all the time. So Maduro is being held at the same Brooklyn detention center as Jeffrey Epstein was.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh. You know what's going to happen now, don't we?
Man, I just hope he gets over to the Diddy section of the jail.
He was there also.
I know.
You're not kidding.
Because I was housed in the same Los Angeles section as, I don't know, OJ? All the famous. Yeah, OJ, the Menendez. These hallowed halls of justice I was hanging out in. I probably had OJ's cell, to be honest.
By the way, I posted a meme saying that it was easier to get the Venezuelan dictator than it was to find one kid in a Minnesota daycare center, right?
Yeah, that was a good joke. That was a great joke.
That meme got 5 million views.
Oh, wow.
And the kid that made the video in Minnesota liked it.
The kid with the...
Oh, Shirley? Nick Shirley?
Yeah, Nick Shirley liked it.
Yeah.
And then Governor Abbott retweeted it.
Nice.
The governor of Texas retweeted it. Yeah, it's crazy. So a violinist who toured with Will Smith is now suing him for sexual harassment.
What?
Yeah. Who'd have guessed? Who'd have guessed that one, huh?
What's the what's his name, the violinist?
Jeff.
Why? Do you know violinists?
No, I'm just joking. Like his name. I'm just assuming it's a female.
It is a guy. It is a guy.
It's a guy?
Yeah, it is a guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Louis.
A Tokyo airport installed a Godzilla statue to welcome visitors.
And everybody ran away?
And then I don't know if you guys saw what happened at Planet Fitness. You guys see what happened?
No.
Well, Lindsay Lohan's back working out?
No, there was a guy masturbating.
That's fucking Tuesday at Crunch.
Sorry, bro. I had so many jokes for that. I couldn't get one out. Sorry.
No, please make them.
No, I don't know. I forgot them now.
So,
Planet Fitness, masturbation, go.
Yeah. So the guy was like, so you could see the guy's shadow, right? So he was in the stall jerking off and all these girls came in and people, and he was saying he it was violating. He's a girl. So he's allowed in there and you could see the shadow jerking he said he was the victim because they were infringing on his privacy and they threw the girl out. I think they threw the girl. It's crazy.
Of course.
Like
only in California.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
well, you know, they shut down the steam room at Crunch because here's the final incident. A guy was jerking off in the steam room. Another guy was there and the other guy went to help him jerk off. And the guy who was originally jerking off went and complained and said, look, I was minding my own business jerking off. And this other guy came and started cradling my balls. Like he literally complained about the guy interfering with his jerk off in the steam room. That's L.A. for you. Literally, that's why they shut down the steam room.
Has the whole world's gone mad? I mean, Jason, I feel like if you would have done all these things now, no one would have batted an eye.
Yeah, I know. All my wild stuff. As usual, I'm like the first out the gate, bro. I'm always the one doing the buck wild stuff first, and then everybody follows behind me. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And then also, some more stuff that happened.
At Planet Fuckness.
According to a new study, older women are more attracted to guys with beards. Is that
I'm going to the retirement home. What's up, baby? Throw it down. because the founding fathers, none of them had beard. I don't know, bro. I think I'm out of steam, to be honest, bro. My spirulina shot is wearing off.
Oh, and then Kristi Noem went viral for dancing to Ice Ice Baby at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's.
Oh, good.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a man. That one? Oh,
yeah, because she's the head of Ice. Mm-hmm. People thought it was insensitive.
I like to see it, man. I want to see
a little more. It's a little more sensitive than shooting a dog, but you know, whatever.
That's what I said. It's better than when she played Dude Let the Dogs Out.
good one.
So yeah, that's a naked bandit went on a wild carjacking spree through a Georgia neighborhood.
Listen here, if you're butt naked and just walk up and you can have the car, but just don't leave a shit stain in the seat.
Yeah, wipe it down when you leave.
So, Bill, what do you have coming up?
What do I have coming up? I'm just shows, touring, nothing special. I'll be at Cobb's next week. I'll be at The Stand this coming week.
Can you say where these places are, please?
Okay, The Stand in New York.
We've been getting more people watching us. We've like
Okay. I'll be at The Stand this Friday, St. Mark's in New York, and then Cobb's in San Francisco, and then whatever, you know.
When are you going to be in New York? What are you going to be in New York?
I'll be in New York on the 8th.
What's that, Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday through Sunday.
Me too. I'll be there Thursday.
Vic.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Get up.
And then, Jason, what do you have coming up?
Oh, man. Look, I'm just going to get back to the States next week to start some training camps with some guys. And, you know, back to the Adam Carolla show, probably. I'm just nonstop hustling. I got to get back on the comedy grind with you guys. God bless you. I really want to be part of it.
And then, Don, what do you got?
I'm just working on my health and my diet, you know.
Cigar in the front and center.
All right.
Trying to stay out of the hospital this week.
Dude, but anytime there's a Don Fry video, there's like 9 million people that write like Don Fry, fucking Chuck Norris, everything. It's somehow something about Don Fry, start of the world. Don Fry is so tough. I mean, there's just millions of them. Which
I know. Yeah, you really are a meme these days, but I love it. I'm here front row for it, man. God bless you.
He's the only guy that makes Mayhem not look like.
I know. He made me calm down and shut up and listen. All right, man. God bless you guys. Love you guys.
Love you guys. This week I'll be in St. Louis at the Funny Bone. You guys are the best. Take care.